The Audiobook Wizard presents Illustrated Audiobooks, wonderful children's illustrated books brought to audio life by including rich audio description of the pictures for children who are blind, low vision, and all children. This time, Oliver and the Wishing Star. If you could have one wish come true, what would it be? In this unforgettable story, Oliver thinks dogs have the good life until one evening when he sees a falling star, makes a wish to become a dog, and that wish magically comes true.
On the cover, a window with a white frame opens to a midnight blue sky filled with stars. A curtain decorated with sheep drapes over a corner. A young boy with brown hair dressed in blue pajamas stares up at the millions of bright lights. The title, Oliver and the Wishing Star, is decorated with a shooting star above the eye and dog paw prints on either side of the blue-green letters. On a sunny day with a light blue sky, Oliver sits on a stone wall with his arm around a small brown dog. In a bright kitchen with wooden cupboards, a woman stands at a sink. She wears a pink apron over a yellow blouse and green pants. She wears blue house slippers.
"Bye, Mom," Oliver shouted. "I'm going swimming at Finn's house. I'll be back for dinner." Oliver reached for the doorknob. He was almost there, almost free. And then he heard it.
"Not so fast. Do you have any homework?"
Oliver groaned. "Yes," he admitted. "But I'll finish it when I get back, I promise."
Oliver, dressed in a red shirt, blue jeans, and yellow sneakers, pouts and slouches with his hands in his pockets while glancing back at his mom.
Oliver's mom folded her arms and began tapping her foot. He knew that look. It was not good.
"Oliver, do you remember the last time I let you go over to Finn's house without finishing your homework? How you were up way past your bedtime, way past my bedtime. In fact, I seem to recall you fell asleep in class that very next day."
Frowning, Oliver shrugs as he looks up at his mom.
"But Mom," pleaded Oliver.
"But Mom, nothing. Why don't you take Cooper for a walk? And then you can start your homework before dinner,"
she said. Sighing, Oliver looped the leash over Cooper's head. It was so unfair. How come he had to miss out on having fun just because his lousy teacher gave him homework? What was so important about homework anyway? "Dogs never have homework," he said as he walked. "In fact, dogs don't have any responsibilities."
Walking on a wide sidewalk, passing an iron fence and garden, Oliver looks back at Cooper. The little dog with his long, low-to-the-ground body, little snip of a tail, and long snout that seems to be smiling, trots along at the end of the leash.
"You've got it so easy, Cooper, and I'm cursed." The farther they went, the more Oliver thought about the idea of being a dog. "I know we're supposed to be the dog's masters, but who's really barking orders? You want to go for a walk? We take you for a walk. You want food? We give you food. And when you're done doing your business outside, who gets stuck cleaning it up? We do. I do." Suddenly, Oliver realized he'd reached the corner. He eyed the crosswalk.
The traffic light on a pole beside him is red. Oliver looks down at Cooper.
He wasn't supposed to cross the street alone, but who was going to stop him? No one, that's who. Oliver looked left, then right, then left again. And then he defiantly stepped off the curb. But breaking the rules wasn't any more fun than following them, and he quickly turned around. "Cooper, you don't know how lucky you are," Oliver said a bit later.
The boy and his dog walk back to the house where his mom waits with open arms and a smile.
No homework, no chores, no having to eat broccoli. Yuck! You don't even have to say excuse me when you let one rip.
At night, Oliver sits at a table under the window and scratches Cooper's chin. The sky outside is dark blue and dotted with little white stars. On one of his shelves, he has a rocket. Scattered around on the floor are a teddy bear, soccer ball, and dump truck.
I'd trade places with you in a minute.
A streak of white moves across the sky.
That's when Oliver noticed the falling star. A wish on a falling star, he whispered. Then he shouted, I wish I were a dog! Oliver waited a minute, then another. When nothing happened, he threw himself down on the bed in disgust. A little while later, Oliver awoke to the sound of Cooper growling.
What's the matter, boy? He asked.
Then Oliver spied himself in the mirror. He couldn't believe it. He'd really turned himself into a dog. His wish had come true.
Oliver is a little terrier type of dog. His hair is gray. He has little pointed ears and a snub of a tail.
Oliver looked around. He had to get out of there before Mom spotted him. He quickly hopped out of the window and set off down the street.
This is too cool, shouted Oliver. I'm a free man. I mean, dog.
But Oliver's happiness didn't last long. The darker it got, the colder it got, and soon it began to rain. The wind howled, and Oliver's stomach began to growl.
Oliver cowers next to a planter by the wall as the pouring rain pounds him.
That's when he heard Old Lady Brewster. She was well known for having a soft spot for strays.
Outside a brightly lit house, an old woman with her gray hair up in a bun holds a dog dish. She waves at Oliver.
Hi there, pup. I've got some food for you.
Oliver bounded forward, excited for a snack. But as he leaned in, a terrible smell hit his nose.
Gross! I'm not eating dog food, Oliver barked. What is it, boy? Aren't you hungry?
Asked the old woman.
She frowns and scratches her chin as she looks at the little dog staring at the dog food.
Oliver jumped off the porch and headed home. Maybe somehow his mom would recognize him. But when he got home, he found his parents eating without him.
He stands on his hind legs and peeks in at his mom and dad. They sit in the dining room with food set out on the table.
They didn't even notice I'm gone, he sniffed.
Head hung low, Oliver backed away from the window. He was so busy feeling sorry for himself that he didn't pay attention to where he was. Then, suddenly,
gotcha!
A dog catcher holds out a loop on a pole as the little gray dog raises up on his hind legs, eyes wide.
Oliver screamed for the dog catcher to let him go, but no words came. Instead, the only sound was barking. Oliver saw his life flash before his eyes. How he wished this was all a bad dream.
Mommy!
Oliver screamed.
Mommy, help me!
Oliver, wake up!
Screamed his mom. Oliver opened his eyes. He was back home in his room.
Oliver's mom touches his shoulder. Oliver, back to being a boy, scratches his head. He sits on the bed under the covers.
That must have been some crazy dream,
Oliver's mom said.
You were tearing at your sheets, calling out to me.
It wasn't a dream. I was a dog. There was this star. I made a wish. It was real.
Oh, Oliver, you just had a bad dream. Come on, dinner's ready.
Oliver rubbed his eyes. With one last kiss on the head, Mom left Oliver's room. Throwing off his covers, he hopped out of bed and gasped. His feet and sheets were completely covered with mud. It wasn't a dream.
Cooper observes Oliver's muddy footprints on the floor. In the dining room, Oliver sits between his parents. Cooper sits on a chair across from them. Their hands are folded in prayer.
That night at dinner, Oliver's dad asked if he would say grace. Oliver nodded.
Dear God, thank you for this food we are about to receive. Thank you for Mom and Dad, and thank you for not making me a dog. Amen.
Oliver's mom and dad looked at each other, and then at Oliver. What was that last thing you said, Oliver? Asked his dad.
Oh, nothing,
Oliver said.
His mom touches his hair as Oliver eats from his plate. His dad watches him with a little smile. Cooper lies on the floor nearby, watching them.
And as he stuffed his mouth full of spaghetti, he made himself a promise to never again wish he were anyone or anything else. He was Oliver, and that was pretty good.
This has been Oliver and the Wishing Star. Written by Jennifer Decker. Narrated by Tom Jordan and Aaron Riemann. Audio description narrated by Chris Snyder. And written by Bonnie Barlow, from illustrations by Krish Vindi. This has been a production of Imagination Video Books at imaginationvideobooks.org.
Please join us again for our next illustrated audiobook with vivid audio description of the pictures. Brought to you by imaginationvideobooks.org. I'm Richard Riemann, the audiobook wizard.